Os derniches à memória como isso, o Pilkins, os derniches Daniel Shane, which you show follow. Okay, to today I'd like to speak about several inyonim that are relevant for the end of Chodesh Nisan. All the Pesach inyonim we hopefully were Mekayim. Now it's after Pesach, but still in the month of Nisan. So the first thing is this, it says in Shulchan Aruch that we don't say Tachanun the whole Chodesh Nisan. In other words, other, like when it comes to Chodesh Tishrei, it's a whole debate in the poskim, whether you say Tachanun after Isru Chag when it comes to Tishrei. Some poskim hold that you don't say it the whole Tishrei, and some say it's only Isru Chag, but after Isru Chag you do say. But when it comes to Nisan, there's no machlokes. So Nisan, we don't say Tachanun the whole month. We don't have Hespe the Tainus the whole month. So and that's and then there's no machlokes about that. We know there's a principle in halacha of suffering the Raisa L'chumra and suffering the Rabbanun L'kula. And the question is whether we apply that L'chadchila, suffering the Rabbanun L'kula. Because I'll tell you, it's relevant for two halachas that come up now this time of year. One is that we know there's a din of Chomet Sh'over Lava Pesach. So Chomet Sh'over Lava Pesach means that if somebody had Chomets on Pesach, and so the halacha is midaraisa, you could say mevatel it, but still midrabbanan, you have to get rid of it. People today do mechiras chametz, which you know I try to avoid because I always have suffix about the real gemiras das on mechiras chametz. But lemaisa, people the minhag is that people sell the chametz, even though there's a ritva says in the beginning of this, the second paragraph, the ritva psachim says that mechiras should only be relied on, you know, if you were stuck 1 year, but to do it again and again every year, you shouldn't do that. That's the ritva. That's not the Minhag Yisrael. The Minhag Yisrael is that people do it year in, year out, year in, year out, not following this opinion of the ritva. But, okay. So the reason that there's an isser of Chomesh Ovel on Pesach, it's a knas. In other words, since somebody didn't get rid of their chametz, and if you hold that you could sell the chametz and it's a real sale, then you got rid of it. But if somebody didn't get rid of the chametz, so they violated, and even if they said kol chamira and everything, but still they didn't get rid of it, the chametz is aser. And they're not allowed to eat it, they're not allowed to use it. So if you have, but if the chametz was owned by a goy on Pesach, so then there was no iser for the goy to own the chametz, so then there's no knas. The knas is because you didn't do what you're supposed to do. But if there's a knas, but if you're a Jew and you were supposed to get rid of it, the chametz, and you didn't, then we impose a fine, and you can't eat or use the chametz at all. So the question a lot of times today comes that if you have a non-kosher supermarket, so then if it's a non-kosher supermarket, so then you didn't. There was no iser involved. Because it was non-kosher supermarket, it was Meaning, not, I don't mean non-kosher. I mean a goyish owned supermarket. But the only question that comes up today is the distributors. And sometimes there can be Jewish distributors who own the chametz on Pesach. And if the Jew owned it on Pesach, so then the knas applies, and then you can't eat it, even though it only made it to the store later on. But if, since it was owned on by the Jew on Pesach, so then it's the knas applies if it was owned by a Jew, if he was a Jewish distributor. So the question is, and sometimes there can be multiple distributors, and the question is, do you have to be? Could you say, well, the whole issue of chametz of a Pesach is only drabanan? So if I don't know who the distributor is, could I say that okay, I don't know, it's a suffix, and the whole issue is only a drabanan, so suffix drabanan l'kul. What do we say? No. What do we say? That you don't say something to Rabbanu Lakula, because if you could mevarer the suffix, then you shouldn't rely on something to Rabbanu Lakula lechatchila. So that's a whole discussion in the poskim. So whether you should at least try to Bavaris. Today, the cashless organizations, a lot of them have lists of things, or communities have lists of things, who which place has Jewish distributors and which place doesn't have the Jewish distributors. So that, but so that's the question of whether you could just say something to, like Rabbi Body points out, or you should say something to Rabbanu Kula. But then the other counter argument is whether there's with you say about lechatchila. A similar discussion is about Sfiras HaOmer, because Sfiras HaOmer, we paskin that Sfira B'zman HaZeh is only a Din Rabbah. Since there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's no Korban HaOmer, so the whole mitzvah of Sfira is only Drabbanan. That's a question that's asked. Some people say, what do they say? Hinnini Mucha Mezumen. Some people say all the Hinnini Mucha Mezumens. In the Haggadah, Hinnini Mucha Mezumen, the Kai Mitzvah essay, and some don't say Hinnini Mucha Mezumen. But the question, Hinnini Mucha Mezumen, right, the Noda Behuda didn't like that. His issue was that we assume stumble lishma, that even if you don't say it, you mean the Kayimitz essay. So he was critical of that. But the only issue of Hindi Buchan and Mezuman is that on Sfiras HaOmer, most poskim hold it's only drabanan. So what do you say? Hindi Buchan and Mezuman, the Kayimitz essay, shall Sfiras HaOmer. To Moshe Kosher Batorah. So how can you say that? Isn't that a violation, maybe, of Baal Tosef? That you're so maybe you shouldn't say any Mucher Mezumah Kayim essay, because according to the Rambam, seemingly holds that it's the Raisa, even Bizman Hazeh. But most Rishonim hold not that way. Most Rishonim hold that it's only Drabanan. So there's a whole discussion. If you say that mitzvah is Drabanan, you say it's a Daraisa, that might be a violation of Baal Tosef. Others say that no, Baal Tosef is only when you mosif on a mitzvah. In other words, if you have extra, instead of dalet meaning, you have five meaning. When instead of you have four parshiyos in the tefillin, you have five parshiyos. Like Rabbi Schertz, let's say, maybe it's only numerical, Baal Tosef. But there's a discussion. If you say this is the mitzvah, you make up a new mitzvah, maybe that's not the Baal Tosef. Maybe that's just them. That you made up a mitzvah, it's meaningless. So here you're saying this mitzvah. So if you say this mitzvah is a mitzvah, but well, it's really not, because Midaraisa, Sfiras Omer doesn't apply to Zman HaTzeres. It's only the Rabbanim. Okay, but we pass it as the Rabbanim. So maybe it's maybe Kedai not to say the place. I don't want to, whatever your minhag is that it is. In a lot of the shuls after Sfiras Omer, they say that whole long thing. In the yeshivas, generally they don't say it because it's more Kabbalistic, about the spheres and things like that. So yeshivas usually just say the bracha and the sphera and arachman v'yachzer lanu so does based on Mikdash Koma finished. And it's more other, some of the on the shuls, especially or Chassidisha bent, say that whole long thing there. So the Tosa says that maybe, what's the time do you have to count Sphira? So Tosa says like this, if Sphira's are over as Daraisa, then you have to wait till Tzeis HaKochot. But if it's only the Rabbanan, then you can count from Shkia. Because something the Rabbanan Lakula. And the Sphira's only the Rabbanan, and Shkia, say you hold like the Vilna Gaon, that for once it's Shkia Sachama, so then it's a Suffolk Yom Suffolk Laila. So since Sphira is only Drabbanan, it's a Suffolk, so you should be able to count. So Tosis holds you can count even.
By the bracha, it's a chumra though, right? Suffolk brachos
Yeah.
lahakel,
Right, but the Sphira passions you could do. Like some, a lot of the shuls, they daven Michamar back to back. Right? So they daven, I mean, right before Shkia is Mincha, and right after Shkia is Marv. So a lot of shuls then won't count Sfira. They'll say count at home. But some will say, no, it's already after Shkia. So if it's already after Shkia, it's okay. And then the question is, when some Rabbanim learned with the Balabatim between Mincha Maariv, that was the old minhag that the Shabbos and the Shul, that was one of the, every Shul had a Shabbos. Today, it's a dying breed having a Shabbos and a Shul. They say that when Moshe Feinstein came to America, the only thing he expected to be was a Shabbos and a Shul. Because, the Shabbos and the Shul was usually a Yiddish-speaking person. He couldn't be the rabbi of the Shul because he couldn't give an English drasha, so he wasn't going to be that. And many times, the Shabbos and the Shul was a bigger Talmid Chacham than the Rav of the Shul. That was the I grew up with a Shabbos in the shul, and one night a week he would learn a Yaakov with the Olam, and one night a week he would learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch with the Olam, and then they would learn between Mincha Maariv. So the time that they got Maariv, it was already some form of Tzeis HaKochav. But today the meaning is the people are not, they don't want to sit around; they want to daven right away. Maariv right after Shkia, and then many shuls they don't count Sphira. They say count later. But counting later can be as a pros and cons. The pro is that okay, Shulchan Aruch says the bedaktikim wait till Tzeis HaKochav to count. But the Iker Halacha Tosa says that you can count even from Shkia because it's a Safek Daraisa, Safek Darabana, Safek Darabana Lakula. So you could already count by Shkia. One Rav said to me he thinks it's better to do by Shkia because then if you a lot of times if you wait to come home and count, you'll forget to count. That's I always say the best way to make sure that you count the whole Sfira is go to shul to daven Maariv every night. and then it'll be built into the system. But you have to daven in a minyan that's going to count sphere, or else you're not going to get it. The Chasam discusses, but maybe you shouldn't be able to count from Shkia, even though it's only Drabanan, because you're making a Safek Drabanan Lakula. You're making a Safek Drabanan Lakula Chatchila. And maybe the din of Safek Drabanan Lakula is only if it happened, but to orchestrate it Lakhatchila, not. So that's the discussion about buying the Chametz if you don't know who the distributor is based on Safek Drabanan Lakula, because then it's a Safek Drabanan Lakula Chatchila. And that's the discussion whether you can count from from Shkia or not. Because if you say because counting from Shkia is a Safek Darabanan Lakula Lachatchila. And that's the question. The discussion also comes up, some posts can point out about if you're renting a house, the Chiyuv of Mezuzah is only Darabanan. If you own a house, then the chiyuv of mezuzah is the raisa. If you're renting the house, it's only the rabbanim, and therefore there's a discussion of post can point out Rabbi Kiva Eiger that the Rambam shita is that if you don't have a door, you're not chayiv in mezuzah. The Rambam shita was that it's not enough to have a doorway; you need a door also, and if you don't have a door, you're not chayiv in mezuzah. So we don't follow that sheet, right? In all your houses, you have many doorways that don't have doors, and you have mezuzahs because you don't follow the Rambam. But we, in respect to the Rambam, we don't make a bracha if it's on a doorway that doesn't have a door. Because the Rambam sheet is you shouldn't even put up the mezuzah at all. And Rav Soloveitchik had another sheet that he didn't even put up on a doorway. Not only he didn't put up if there's no door. Even if there's a doorway, but there was no, what do you call that? So it's a frame.
Door frame.
Door
Door
frame.
frame.
There's another word for it also. But a separate piece of wood.
Lintel, a macho.
There's another word. I forget the phrase that I'm looking for, but okay. It's a lintel. You're right. All these phrases are true. But, there's another phrase I'm thinking of. It's just escaping me. What do you call it?
Door jam, the molding.
The mold. Yeah, the molding. Yeah, like a molding type of thing. So he would put it up if there's no separate piece of wood, on the two vertical and the one horizontal. But the our minig is not that way either. But there's a discussion of the poskim, but maybe if you're only renting, then you don't have to put it up. Because it's the discussion with some Chef de Poche discussed from Rabbi Kiva Eiger's discussion. Because if it's only rental, it's only drabanan, the chi of mezuzah, because it's not your house. It's not beisecha. You're only renting it. So therefore, if you're only renting it, so then you could then it's only the Rabbanan. So maybe if there's no doorway, it's a Safek the Rabbanan. If there's no real door, and then maybe you don't have to put it up at all. So our meeting is not that way. Our meeting is maybe the discussion that the post can point out is because we don't do a Safek the Rabbanan l'chatchila. So therefore, you're right. It is a Safek Darabanan when there's a rental and there's no door. Then it should be a Safek Darabanan. You shouldn't put it at all. But maybe Milchatchili, you shouldn't do a Safek Darabanan, and therefore the minhag is to put it up, except without a bracha. So these are examples of a question of Safek. When you say Safek Darabanan Lachatchila, a question about counting Sfira from Shkia. This question about Chomei Pesach, if you don't know who the distributor was, and this question about putting up a mezuzah on a doorway without a door. Okay, so again, we don't say Tachanun the rest of Nisan, We don't hesped the Titus. There's a discussion that in the contemporary questions, Rabbi Willig has discussed this, that question whether it's proper to have Yom HaShoah observances in the month of Nisan. Is that a violation of the concept of that we don't have hesped the Titus in the month of Nisan, or others say, well, someone once said to me, he doesn't think this is a hesped. So I guess, it depends what type of community you come from, and the type of, in some communities, it's like, it's very, whatever, and some less, about, how, because the Yom HaShoah is the end of Nisan, and I have the question whether it is. Is that improper specifically? You see, the Brisker Rav's opinion was that you shouldn't add new days of commemoration of tragedy. They should all be included in Tisha B'Av. That was the Brisker Rav's opinion, and they learned it out from how he's the dyke in one of the kinos, Lo Sosif, Shever Ma'aveva, as we're not Mosif any other days except everyone thinks should be. Just included in Tisha B'Av, etc. Then the last thing that's relevant for this time of year is the question of getting married. The minhag is not to get married during Sfira, so it's interesting, and to get haircuts. So it's interesting that when I grew up, the predominant minhag in the world was the Arizal. That what meaning? The whole sphere. Maybe the and except for Lag BaOmer. That was the predominant minhag. The idea that people, the first days, the last days, that wasn't the. I mean, I don't know what you've experienced in your lifetime, but that was the predominant minhag. That it was the whole sphere, maybe the Sholosh L'Yimei HaGbol at the end, and then but the idea of getting here this day, there was just Lag BaOmer was the, and that was the Arizal, and that was Chabad pulls from that very much. I think it had to do also with the influence of Chabad at that time in the world, and especially in terms of these minhagim, was very predominant, and but. Today, it's not as common to do the whole sphere. Either people pick this part or that part. And the discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, is it proper to, is it proper to have one city, some people doing one part of the sphere, and other part of people doing the other part of the sphere? And the Ramah says that could be losis godedim. To do such a thing. The minhag today is not that way, meaning that people in the same city, because in the big cities today, it's not one community really, as Rav Gutman has pointed out. So we're not locked in the cities today that the whole city should be one way. And that was. It's relevant also for early Shabbos, because it says in Shulchan Aruch that if the community accepted Shabbos early, then everyone has to follow that. So we don't do that either, because Rav Moshe discusses this, Rav Mani discusses it, because we don't have one community today. We don't have, if you live in the Chvei Square or you live in Kiryas Yoel, things like that, it's a one. One kehila, but today we have many, many shuls and many different things. It's not one for better or for worse. It's just the reality. The concept of kehila that they had in Europe, in America, it's the Hasidim were the ones. My wife always says the Hasidim and Rav Teitz. He was the only one. That it was able to do such a thing in the non-Hasidic world. He built a real kehillah, meaning that there could be five, six shuls all under his aegis and his, and like Rav Gumer said, one yeshiva, one shechita, one, And that is a real, and I don't know how long more that's going to last in
It's
his
still like that. It's still like that. He's still listed as the Rav. I mean, his son.
for his son,
It's still
right,
listed as the Rav every shul, and
yeah, right,
no
exactly.
problem.
But that's a very rare thing.
Right.
In other words, again, if you're in Kiryas Yoel, in other words, in Kiryas Yoel, it's another thing that's interesting. Or even in Crown Heights, when I have a Talmud who gets married in Crown Heights, 770, so even if they want me to be Masada Kiddushin, I can't, because the seat of Kiddushin is given to the Rabbanim of the official Rabbanim of the Kahal. You see, it's not like another place. You rent out a chasan hall, and then you decide who you want the Masada Kiddushin to be. It's not that way. In other words, if you want to get married an official on the steps of 770 or in Kiryas Yoel or something like that, you need one of the official Rabbanim to be Masada Kiddushin, because that's a Ragum put out. That's a real kehillah. It has everyone. It has one shechita. It's all on the one Egypt, the whole thing. As my wife points out, the only one who came out, the only one who was able to do it outside the Hasidic world was Rav Pinchas Teitz and his son now, Elazar Meir Teitz, should live and be well. So the question of Moses Gotadu is a question. Till then, the question came up on Chol HaMoed so maybe some poskim hold the Heshiv Moshe, that was the Yismach Moshe, wrote a tshuva. He thinks that about, but if you're in the same shul, then maybe you should also have a din of Moses Gotadu. And then the question about having some people put on tefillin and some people don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and is it to have one minyan to do that is also a big discussion in the poskim, whether you can have a mixed minyan or even in the same shul is a question. I mean, some people today, like I went to one of the shtiblach in number of shtibl in Washington Heights, so the people that put on tefillin were behind the mechitza. And the other people were on the other side of the mechitza, which is also not so pashut, because that can also be viewed as agudas agudas. But some want to say that today, if you're in the same minyan, then you should at least be machpir. But maybe not even in the same shul are they? Because, like Rav Gutman pointed out, the same shul isn't the. But it's interesting. But the discussion of Sfira and Shulchan Aruch, of those scholars in Shulchan Aruch, is not about tefillin. It's about whether the whole city has to keep the same minhag of Sfira, of the first Sfira, or right away, or after Rosh Chodesh. And that's the discussion that the Rambam says, that they shouldn't have different minhagim in the city of minhagei Sfira. And even that, again, in a regular city today, when we have. We don't have that idea, like pointed out, of a kehillah, and the minhag is that you want to keep you off the first half, the other guy wants to keep the second half, Shalom al Yisrael. There's a question in the poskim whether about if you keep the first half of Sfira and you're invited to a wedding. You're invited to a wedding. In other words, people are still making weddings, right? People are still making weddings. Till Rosh Chodesh, so what's the din? So the simple pshat is, as several poskim, several more harav paskin, that you're allowed to go. You're allowed to go because you're not making the wedding. You're just it's his minhag. He can follow that minhag, and you're not getting married. In other words. The problem would be if you would make, say you have, I've had, if you want to make two of your children's weddings, and you want to make, so even that is not so kosher. Say you have two girls, and they're both getting married during Sfira, and one's getting married during the first part of Sfira, and one's getting married to the other, they also might be able to be okay. because they're following the husband's minhag. The only thing would be a problem if you have two sons and you're going to make a chasana in the first part and another chasana in the other part. That would be a that's a post can hold. That would be a problem because that's contradictory. Which minhag do you have? You can't. Some say that according to our Moshe, you could change the minhag from year to year, or whatever. But within the same year, then for sure you should. But going to a wedding at the beginning and a wedding later is not a, you know, in other words, going to a wedding now and then going to a wedding after Lag BaOmer is not a contradiction because that's how some posts can hold. Because you're, in other words, each one is following their own minhag, and you're not mate. It's not that you're getting married. You're following the minhag of the first person who made the wedding and the second person who's making the wedding. So you don't have to say, oh, for this year, since I'm invited, some post can hold that that you don't have to say, well, this year I'm being invited to a wedding now, so I have to keep dafka the second half. No, so some post can hold it's not true. Because if you and yourself would be getting married, then that would be different. But if you're just going to a wedding that you're invited to, so the fact that you're going to a wedding this week is not a contradictory for you to be keeping the first part of Sfira. You could be keeping the can and still be able to go to the wedding. The only question is, should you shave for the wedding or not? So we'll have to figure that out. So that's why it's always good to have a beard. So this way you don't have to worry about whether you should shave for the wedding or not. But that's the idea. And Sfira, we know, is very important. The idea of lo nagu kavod ze baze, the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, and I think, we said in the Echad Miyodeya, Shnei Luchos Habris. So what's the Shnei Luchos Habris? So there's a beautiful vort from with Pinchas Friedman said over. He's the Belza Rosh Klerlo. He says like this. Pasuk says that he said, say, this is al derech hadrush, lo evin ve'evin gedolo k'tana, which literally means when you have the measures to weigh out the produce that you're selling, you can't have a big one and a small one, meaning because you're trying to cheat somebody. So you'll have a one thing bigger and then you'll say it's smaller and etc. You'll have different measuring things. So that's the simple chart. But al derech hadrush, Pinchas Friedman said like this: the shnei luchas habris, the first five are ben adam l'makom, the last five are ben adam l'chaveiro. So some people, when it comes to ben adam l'makom, they emphasize it very much. But ben adam l'chaveiro, they're not so great. And some people just the opposite. When they're ben adam l'chaveiro, very good. Ben adam l'makom, they're not. So that's, says Rav Pinchas Friedman, lo yeh beveischa evin ve'evin gedolo k'tani. You shouldn't make one big and one small. You shouldn't emphasize the ben adam l'makom and not emphasize the ben adam l'chaveiro and vice versa. That the evin shleima v'tzedek yelach. That both of them should be equal. Both of them should be, things that we stress. And that's what this tkufa, Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen says over that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky would look at the Beis Medrash on Sfira time. He would be upset if the Masechta Avodah Zarah was on the shelf. Why? You know why? Because what's in the end of Masechta Avodah Zarah? Pirkei Avos is printed. That's where Pirkei Avos is printed. So that means that people weren't learning Pirkei Avos. And the minhag is to learn Pirkei Avos in this time. And it's interesting, the original minhag is brought down is this 6 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos to learn Pirkei Avos, because Derech Eretz Kabbalat Torah, and that's it. But then a later minhag evolved to do it till Rosh Hashanah, that throughout the summer, 6 weeks and another 6 weeks, another 6 weeks till we hit Rosh Hashanah. But the original minhag was just the first six prakim, so 6 weeks, and then Shavuos. So that's the The Pirkei Avos teaches us Derech Eretz. So Derech Eretz Mekadma LaTorah, and that's what it is. So I guess it can't hurt to review it a little bit. So our meeting became the meeting Yisrael became that we're going to do 6 weeks, and then we're going to do another 6 weeks, another till we hit Rosh Hashanah, and that's and many Rabbanim in the shuls have been hugging to give some type of shiur of in Pirkei Avos during this time. But it's something that could die if everyone. Pirkei Avos is something that everyone could hold on to. And there's so many beautiful Sfarim that are written on Pirkei Avos. And, so it's a time that to take advantage. There's so much insight of human nature. But again, as Rav Pinchas Friedman said, that we shouldn't have one part of the Luchos be bigger and one part smaller. Those Shnei Luchos HaBris, the one shouldn't be bigger or smaller. Ever Shleima of Yalach. Those are the so that's al derech hadrusha. The two avanim are talking about the two avanim of the luchos, and so this is the kufa of cleansing ourselves between Pesach and Shavuos, making ourselves ready for Matan Torah. And as far as there's a var the Lubavitcher Rebbe had a psak halacha. This is like Lubavitcher Rebbe wasn't he was famous for certain psakim that he gave, more famous for other things. But a couple of psakim that he gave. One of the psakim he gave was that if you're traveling over the international dateline in the middle of Sfira. So say you come from China to New York in the middle of Sfira, you're a day ahead, you keep counting your count. Because Sfartam Lachem, your own Sfira. That was his, but he said that was the least of the Kiddush. The bigger part of the Kiddush was, and if you have, so you were a day ahead of everybody, so as it comes to Shavuos, you're going to finish before everyone else. So he said, Inechanami. So you have to keep Shavuos a day before. That was his psak. To keep based on your own count. Therefore, you're gonna have to keep 3 days of Yontif. Because on Erev Yontif, you'll already for you it'll be the 50th day, and then you'll have to keep a second day of Yontif Sheni, and then you'll have to keep a third day because it's like an Israeli in America not doing malacha on the Rabbi Schiphol told me once that he wants. The Dafka went around the globe the other way, not to cross the dateline during Sfirot to avoid the Shiloh. But others disagreed with the Rebbe. Others disagreed with the Rebbe, and they held that, and especially one thing was for Sfirot, Shavuos, the most hold that, no, when it comes to Shavuos at the end, everyone has to keep the same. Day. But it's I always say, even if we don't pass like this lahalacha, it's a nice musaf word, and that everyone has their own Kabbalah Satorah, their own sphere, their own avoda that they have to work on. And this is the kufa of Pesach to Shavuos, etc. So it's good to see everyone back after Yontif, and we should continue learning. And this is a special kufa between Pesach and Shavuos of growth. Bruchnius, I wish everyone a good chance.
Have a good Shabbos. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.